reading number 18. He who conquers sexual impulses is the king of kings, is an emperor. Questioner. Once a seed of sexuality is sown, will it not flourish into a tree? Dadashri. When the seed is sown, it will result in an effect. If the seed doesn't get the necessary support for firm growth in this life, then it can have no effect in the next life. That is why I tell people who have a tendency to delve into sexuality to fast on Sundays, to see their faults related to sex and sexuality, and to wash them off with pratikraman. This may need to be done repeatedly until one is free from the internal effects of sexual impulses. If this is done in the confines of an agna or a directive from the gnani, then it will help him tremendously. For now, you must be extremely cautious about where your eyes wander. There was a time when people used to gouge out their eyes if they looked upon someone with lustful and sexual intentions. That is sheer foolishness. You are not to do that. If it happens to you, you must simply avert your eyes, change the direction in which you are looking, and if it happens again, then do pratikraman. Do not forsake even a minute's worth of pratikraman in this matter. Faults associated with your eating and drinking habits are inconsequential as compared to those related to sexuality. Sex is the worst disease for the one who wants freedom from worldly life entanglements. Bondage to the worldly life exists verily because of sexuality. Vishaya. You attain birth as a human only when you take what is rightfully yours. If you violate this rule, you will be paving your way into the animal kingdom. Questioner. We have all taken something which has not been rightfully ours, Dada. Dadashri. You must do pratikraman for that. The Lord will save you. You can still go into the derasars, the temples, and repent. As long as you are alive, you must continue to repent for enjoying things that were forbidden to you. Repent as long as you remain in this body. We are on page 66. Questioner. Dada, you have said that 70% of the human beings here will take a birth in the animal kingdom. This really perturbs me, Dada. What hope do we have? Dadashri. There is very little hope for most human beings, but if you are cautious. Questioner. We're talking about those who have attained self-realization, the Mahatmas, Dada. Dadashri, nothing in this world can touch any Mahatma that follows my Agnas. I warn people to be cautious as much as they can, because through pratikraman, there still is a way out. If they are aware and cautious, there is still a way out with pratikraman. If you were to write a letter to someone in an angry mood, and you even curse the reader over and over again in your letter will offend the reader. If, however, you write a footnote with an apology and explain your angry frame of mind because of a quarrel with your wife, would he not be considerate and would he not be forgiving? Likewise, all faults committed in this life so far are erased with pratikraman if they are done before leaving this body. You must ask for forgiveness from whomever you consider as your God. If not, you can come to me for forgiveness and I will forgive you. a very bleak and terrible time is yet to come, and still Chandulal behaves recklessly. Your life carries a tremendous responsibility with it. I even hesitate when I say that 70% of the human race is doomed. This is the final assurance I give you in these terrible times. I'm putting the weapon of Pratikraman in your hands. With Pratikraman, you stand a chance of being saved. And if you do it according to my agnas, your salvation will come sooner. You will have to endure the suffering of your mistakes, but not many and not much. We are on top of page 67. If someone tells you that you have no sense and insults you in public, and your spontaneous reaction is to want to bless him, you should know that your separation, the separation between you as the self and Chandulal, the non-self, would always be there. At such time of public insults, you, Y capital, are also aware that Chandulal is being scolded and not you, Y capital. Normally, during satsang, I would invite Chandulal to come and sit in front. On some days, I would not even acknowledge his presence. What is my intention? I know that he would feel rejected for having to sit in the back. I would continue to give him praise at one time and deflate his ego at another time. By doing this, he would progress further in gnan, in self-knowledge. I employ different tactics with different individuals for their progress in this gnan. It is different for each person. Getting rid of the prakriti's weaknesses is very important, because how long can you go on keeping something that does not even belong to you? All my actions are for the support and progress of gnan only. Questioner: You are right. There is no escape as long as the weaknesses of the prakriti exist. Dadashri: As for myself, it was this gnan and nature, kudrat, that helped me get rid of my prakriti, the non-self complex. Yours will not go until I, as your nimit, as your instrumental evidence, do it for you.